It's that time of the week again for the Pete podcast from me, the Pete, and thepete.com. Ah, boy, what a time to be alive. What was that stupid Confucius curse or something? You know, may you, curse that says you may you live in interesting times. Yeah, well, it's some of these interesting times are getting a little tiresome, and I'd really like to stop seeing people get killed. Whether it's by cops or cops getting killed. yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing. The things that have been going on inside American borders lately. I can't say that I'm too surprised, but I'm also saddened and depressed and, like, disappointed for obvious reasons. Also probably for less obvious reasons. I guess I see more of this stuff happening because people are really getting scared, and Obama is not doing a great job of, you know, taking charge and saying, hey, this is okay that you feel this way, but, you know, we need to remember that guns are dangerous and we need to reevaluate how we look at guns, and, you know, which is certainly my attitude, you know, because everybody's afraid because we watch TV and the news, and that's all that the news does is scare us. So, you know, it's not, you know, Obama spun this thing like it's, you know, it was Philando, I can't think of his last name. The guy who was shot next to his girlfriend with his her four-year-old daughter in the back seat. Castile, that's his last name, Philando Castile. The gun that he had was part of the reason that he's dead. That's what Obama basically said. And it's like, no, it's a police officer's fault for not understanding that a gun does not equate to instant death. A black man does not equate to instant death. You know, there are a bunch of cops out there and a bunch of Americans out there who are just afraid, terrified of anything that they don't immediately recognize as familiar. We are a nation of cowards, and we need to fix this. We need to stop being afraid. We need to start being brave. Obviously, being afraid is part of life. It's, you know, bravery isn't a lack of fear. It's a lack of letting fear decide things for you. You know, and it's like, I just don't understand why America is so far from its, you know, sort of BS rhetoric, you know, and it's like, I mean, it's more blatant now than it's ever been. You know, when we invaded two countries, we were like, oh, we're badasses, we can do this. And, you know, and now we're just like, scared of people. You know, I'm no fan of people, but come on, guys, this is getting really stupid. And now because we have no leaders willing to inspire us, you know, there are going to be plenty of cowards out there who buy guns and use them to protect themselves, in finger quotes. You know, and by that, I mean, like this guy in Dallas the other day who, you know, shot some cops because he was like, I'm going to take these, you know, cops down, preferably white cops. But you didn't kill all white cops. Some, like, at least one of them wasn't white. So, so that's screwy. And we also had, Bernie endorse, Hillary, today, actually, as I record this, which is, Tuesday, the, 12th of July. And that's expected, but still kind of depressing because, I mean, really, I was kind of hoping he would just get all the way to the convention without endorsing her because, you know, he keeps talking about this revolution, and now he's basically saying, not so much revolution and more like, let's just get along. You know, I mean, which has been Obama's problem, his whole, you know, presidency, you know, less getting along and more, you know, debate, more, you know, confrontation, more change. You know, I heard somebody on Democracy Now! Say today that, you know, oh, this revolution is bigger than just the 2016 election. And I'm like, yeah, but why does it have to be? You know, why does it have to be? It should be just about the 2016 election, because that's how damn big it's going to be. That's how huge, that's how massive this change is going to be. You know, the Democrats could, you know, the Bernie's guys in the Democrat Policy Steering Committee, whatever the heck that thing is called, could have been putting their feet down and saying, no, hell no, we're not going to allow any language in here that says fracking is anything but banned. Ban fracking. But they didn't. They're like, well, okay, let's just make it hard for fracking to actually happen by, you know, saying we need to be diversifying and changing over our energy system into, you know, clean sources. You know, and I'm like, no, ban the things you don't want used, you know, and it's like, it's just sad, you know, it's just sad. You know, and so the DNC is right around the corner, the RNC is right around the corner, and, you know, apparently Ohio is an open carry state. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. So that's going to make the Republican convention a lot of fun. In fact, I might say it'll be a blast. Okay, maybe that's not so funny. But yeah, I mean, it's like you can't tell me people aren't going to go there with their guns, you know? And things are going to get messy because they're going to be anti-Trump people there. And they won't want to back down. And then the guys with the guns will have guns. And so I will be amazed and impressed, frankly, if cooler heads actually prevail. I hope that's going to happen. I want that to happen. But it just seems like a recipe for disaster, you know, especially with Trump. Now, on to my last little segment. That Trump, you know, more and more, maybe I'm just too much of a conspiracy guy, and I'm not actually that big of a conspiracy guy. But maybe I'm just reading into things too much, but I really am starting to believe that Donald Trump has run as a big favor to Hillary. He has done all kinds of things to make himself look like an extremist idiot, and that, of course, just makes Hillary look good. And it's just, I just, you know, and Trump has such a good relationship with the Clintons. They go back a long time. They both are, you know, New York residents when they're not, you know, politicking. And so I just feel like, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if there was a full-on agreement between Trump and the Clintons to do all he could to make sure that a Republican candidate was not put forward that was worth anything. And so he has done, you know, just pooped right out of his mouth and, you know, pretty much nonstop since he started to run. And since he came down that stupid escalator, man, I just remember looking at that footage and cringing and just going, this is not going to go forever, is it? No, he'll bow out. He'll say something stupid and he'll get drummed out. Right. Well, no, and we were all wrong about that. But I wonder if it wasn't all part of their plan, you know, because here comes Hillary, looking like the sane one compared to both Trump and Bernie to a lot of people. I disagree with that judgment, but I'm sure that's the case. So, you know, I don't understand why he would do it, but I mean, actually I would, because they're friends. So I'm sorry if you're hearing any clicking sounds. For some reason, my screen keeps trying to turn off on my phone as I'm recording this. Oh well, anyway, almost done. So yeah, so I'm not totally sure that's the case, but it seriously would not surprise me if there was some sort of, you know, quiet little agreement between them to you know, make sure Hill gets the coronation she deserves, and she's getting it, because there's no way we're going to vote for Trump. I just really have too much faith, not that I have much faith at all, in the American people to not vote for that guy. He's just not good people. Anyway, so this has been my therapy session, I mean the Pete podcast, for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think, as always, on Twitter or in comments or wherever. Yeah, and let's keep our fingers crossed for no more gun deaths and no more cops being abusive of power and all that fun stuff. Fingers crossed. We gotta hope, right? Pixie dust. Believe in magic. I do. This is the Pete signing off. See you next week.